Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Helping you excel in business and in life. Here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge's extended show on rail here on Blog Talk Radio. I love doing Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to be doing it more and more and more, and I'm going to be sharing some of our concierge. The show is sponsored by the Small Business Concierge, our magazine. We just soft launched that, so we're very excited about that. And if you want to check that out, you can go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. So if you want to connect with me, Twitter, Business on the Edge, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson. Our website, businessontheedge.biz. Our magazine website, like I said, smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host. Our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business, Push Your Product, Services, Events, Motivation, Inspiration, Political Views. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known and get out there in virtual network just a little bit. Ladies, we want to make sure that you're making that first $1 million. You know that less than 5% of women in business create $1 million in revenue each year. Check out our podcast on Podbean at ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. Also out there on iTunes and Google Play. And then, of course, we're in real here, Business on the Edge Extended Show. Who am I? I'm Margaret Jackson, Silicon Valley's number one small business radio personality here on AM 1220 KDOW Radio, my weekly show on Bay Area's fourth largest audience. And also we are the number one business and finance radio content provider in the nation. So you want to connect with us here in Silicon Valley. I am your small business radio personality expert, and hopefully I'm going to bring you some fun facts today so you can do business with the state of California or the state that you're in. Not sure what state you're in, but every state has opportunities for small businesses to do business with them. So let's talk a little bit about doing business with the state of California, Department of General Services. We just finished an event earlier in February, February 6th, we had a fantastic event. We had our second annual Small Business Development Procurement Workshop, and excuse me, that was not February 6th, that was February 9th. Let me get that straight in my own head. Dollars is spent by the state of California on procurement. It's a $10 billion. They're going to spend that. 25% of that is required, and this is the Department of General Services' own slide deck that I'm kind of referencing here, their own information that they shared with us, which is fantastic. But 25% of those dollars must be spent with a small business, about $2 billion. You want to do business with the state of California. If you're a California small business, you want to get certified. That certification is free. Check with your state certifications, county certifications, city certifications. Make sure that wherever you're at, you are certified to do business with them. And typically these certifications are free. You do not have to pay for them. If you're on BidSync and you're paying for something, stop it. BidSync is a for-profit contract, if you will, procurement database that kind of does the legwork for you and tell you where those projects you're at. But every state website is going to have that information. If you would search for your state, say you're in the state of Nevada, do a search. State of Nevada Small Business Procurement. and see what you come up with. They have this information for free listed. It's kind of like LegalZoom. LegalZoom, I like it, and I hate it. I like to hate it. No. It's great because you don't know really what to do when you're trying to maybe set up an organization, your company, and so they're going to help you through that process. But some of the things that they charge you for is actually free, like an SS4. An SS4 is an IRS form to get your employment identification number. But because you don't know to starting a business, then LegalZoom is a resource for you to be able to use, very good resource, but you're going to pay for what you don't know. And if you don't want to do that, get connected with your Small Business Development Center anywhere in any state. Find out who that is. And if you're a pre-venture, which means that you have not actually started your business, connect with your local Small Business Development Center, and they will help walk you through that process. And you don't have to pay them to do that. You'll have to pay the fees that go along with starting a business in your state, depending on what that is. So anyway, just some food for fact, you know, some fact food or food facts for your small business. So let's talk a little bit about the state of California and getting certified. And I'm just kind of going to go through their information that they sent us. So what are some things for you to know about their policies as a small business owner in the state of California? And what does happen, and it depends on the protocols, the policies, you will have businesses that are in other states that want to bid on contracts in the state of California, and then they'll partner with other businesses, small businesses. And you have to be careful because the state doesn't take kindly with pass-through projects. You really can't just say, I'm going to connect with a small business in California, and then, you know, they can just pass the contract through their company to my company, and you do all the work. That's not really plain fair and plain correctly. So you want to make sure that you understand the policies that go along with doing business well, and we're going to get to some of those policies in just a moment. But I'm going to get you some basic information, like the role of the Department of General Services, the California State of California's role is to oversee and administer the state's small business and disabled veteran business enterprise certification programs and provide a statewide outreach and education to the business community. So once a year, Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson, radio personality, AM 1220 KDOW Radio, I partner with the state of California. They sought me out, and so now we do an annual, in Silicon Valley, we do an annual certification workshop. So small businesses can get certified. So disabled veterans business enterprises can get certified. Again, it's free. It doesn't hurt you to get certified. And then they have a specific database for you to kind of comb to see what's out there. And they'll tell you it's hard work. It takes some time for you to benefit or get that first small business contract. But, and that may mean that you partner with a prime. And what is a prime small business? A prime is a business that's already been doing business with the state of California. So you can partner with a prime, kind of learn the ropes, and get your feet wet. What you don't want to do is when that contract, don't screw it up. Don't mess it up. Because if you mess it up, you basically blackball yourself. And so you don't want that to happen. Make sure that you're staying in your niche, doing what you actually can do. You've got small businesses that believe that they can do it all and be everything to every contract and every opportunity. Not so. You can't. Stay within your niche. Be great at what you're doing. Get your contracts that would allow you to do business for years to come. This is out of the mouth of the state of California. It says, hey, use us when you tell us that you can provide widgets and you can provide cupcakes. Which is it? Widgets or cupcakes? So decide on whatever your business is, stick with that niche. They buy everything. They buy goats. They buy food. They buy, they procure all of these different types of, they procure construction, widgets, services, consulting, training, education, insurances. I think one of the really big key takeaways from the procurement workshop that we did, and we want to thank Ohlone Community College that hosted the event at their venue, was fantastic in Fremont, California. Fremont, California is the same place where the Tesla's headquarters is located, not far from the Tesla headquarters. Actually, we were at a satellite campus at Ohlone College, which is a Newark campus. So we want to thank the Ohlone College Career Center for hosting us on the procurement workshop day with the Department of General Services. And, of course, Assemblymember Kamson Chu, Senator Bob Wachowski, who was our sponsors for the event as well. So we had some great, great, great ecosystem connections there. So you want a great ecosystem. You want to be able to connect and partner with those that can benefit your business, and they benefit small businesses. So the small business opportunity with the state of California says, hey, look, we want to do business with you. We've allocated this money. We are mandated by law to do business with you. So put in your certifications and don't think, and this was a big takeaway. Like I said before, this was one of the big takeaways. One of the biggest takeaways was side of the box. Don't think that your small business products and services aren't being purchased. They have 9 government agencies. They're reciprocity partners that if you can't do business with them, you probably can do business with one of their partners. For example, one of their reciprocity partners is one of the government agencies that directly, transportation, that directly deals with, for example, the San Jose Airport. So any vendors that are coming into the San Jose Airport, you have to go through this state agency. So if you're selling whatever, food, clothing, you have to come to this particular vendor. So you have to come from this particular reciprocity partner. What am I saying is don't think too small. Don't restrict yourself. And says, I don't really need it. It just take too long. Building business, period, is hard work, and it takes time. It's risk. It's putting your seeds in the ground. And I like this. I was reading this morning that farmers don't put their seeds in the ground when they're farming and then come up the next day and expect that they have this great harvest. They have all of these cherry trees or whatever they're planting. It takes time. You have to do the work and then allow that work to work, right? Germinate. So, but if you're not doing it and you're dragging your feet and you're, I don't want to do it, I don't want to. Small business owners can get in their own way. They get in their own way in terms of marketing, advertising, branding. They don't want to do it unless I absolutely have to have a return on that investment. Well, some of that investment you're going to lose. That's just the way it is because marketing, advertising, and branding is an ongoing process. It's like eating every day. I don't want to get certified, go through all of the hassle, and I never get a contract. Well, you have to work it. Now, the state of California and these reciprocity partners will look for you, but you have to look for them, too, opportunities that they might miss with you, your opportunities. That's what you want to do. You want to work your opportunities. Okay, so that gives you some insight. And like I said, $8 to $10 billion goods, services, and construction that they're purchasing, and 25% of that, of course, goes to small business procurement, contracting dollars, and then 3%, actually, if you're a disabled veteran in business enterprise, 3% that will go to disabled veterans enterprises. Requirements. What are the requirements? To be eligible for a small business certification, the business must meet the following criteria. must be independently owned and operated. Cannot be dominant in the field of operation. Must have its principal office located in California. Have its owners or officers, in the case of a corporation, domiciled in California. Together with the affiliates, be either a business with 100 or fewer employees and have an average annual gross receipts of $15 million or less over the previous three tax years, the last three tax years. A manufacturer with 100 or fewer employees. Okay. Now, simple enough. Disabled Veteran Business Enterprise, the certification purposes. Disabled veterans is a veteran of the U.S. military, naval, or air service and has a service-connected disability of at least 10% or more as certified by the United States Department of Veteran Affairs and must be domiciled in the state of California. DBVEs can also be certified as small businesses to be eligible for the DVBE certification. The business must meet the following criteria. Be at least 51% by one or more disabled veterans defined in just a moment. Be a limited liability. Companies must be wholly owned by one or more disabled veterans. Daily business operations must be managed and controlled by one or more disabled veterans. The disabled veterans who manages and controls the business is not required to be the disabled veteran business owners. The home office must be located in the United States. The home office cannot be a branch or a subsidiary of a foreign corporation, foreign firm, or other foreign-based businesses. And by the way, I'm reading directly from the California slide deck that they presented at the State of California Department of General Services Small Business Procurement Workshop, and I know that's a mouthful. By the way, if you want a copy of the slide deck, contact me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Let me know you heard the Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'll send you this slide deck. I'll send you a Dropbox link for you to get this same slide deck so you can kind of check things out and learn how to do business with the state of California. Again, this is Margaret Jackson. I'm a radio personality here in the Bay Area, AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's number one small business radio personality and expert. Tune into my show, my live show on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, every Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. prime time. I would love for you to tune in and say, hey, I caught you on Blog Talk Radio. Call into the show and let me know that you're listening and that you're connecting. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We want to introduce you a little bit to our Small Business Concierge magazine, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Small business owners want access to cutting-edge, affordable workplace solutions. Small business owners want a resource to help build, connect, and sustain their business dream. The Bay Area's number one small business radio coach, Margaret Jackson, has just raised the bar. The Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge online and offline magazine is the place to be. Launching first quarter 2018 with cutting-edge content, the Small Business Science Lab, YE 2.0, STEAM, Women in Business Centerfold, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line, and the Small Business Concierge Guide, a sleek, rich turnkey magazine. Reserve your ad space in the quarterly Small Business Concierge magazine as an advertiser, article contributor, and listing in the Small Business Concierge Guide. From small business service providers to small business owners, small business just got kicked up to the next level for 2018. Email the coach at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 408-357-0951 and add your organization's name to the Contact Magazine opportunity list. Small business owners want access to cutting-edge, affordable workplace solutions. Small business owners want a resource to help build, connect, and sustain their business dream. The Bay Area's number one small business radio coach, Margaret Jackson, has just raised the bar. The Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge online and offline magazine is the place to be. Launching first quarter 2018 with cutting-edge content, the Small Business Science Lab, YE 2.0, STEAM, Women in Business Centerfold, Bridging the Gap, The Bottom Line, and the Small Small Business Concierge Guide, a sleek, rich turnkey magazine. Reserve your ad space in the quarterly Small Business Concierge Magazine as an advertiser, article contributor, and listing in the Small Business Concierge Guide. From small business service providers to small business owners, Small Business just got kicked up to the next level for 2018. Email the coach at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz or call 408-357-0951 and add your organization's name to the Contact Magazine opportunity list.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We play that commercial twice because we want you to learn a little bit more about our Small Business Concierge magazine. This magazine actually is on a global platform, and it is the Small Business Concierge magazine for small business owners, by small business owners, concierge listings, calendar of events, learning how to start, operate, and sustain your business. We have different categories that will be in the concierge guide every quarter. If you want to connect with the Small Business Concierge magazine, we soft launched, so we're unfolding it publicly. Everything's not in it. It's kind of fun. We want small businesses to learn that it's a process to get a product to market, a service to market. You're going to have frustrations. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. You're going to miss deadlines. That's the reality. If you've got something that you really believe in, don't you dare give up. And you're going to be smacked in the face with disappointments, frustrations, not enough money, cash flows wacky. Don't give up. Go for it. And certifications and these sorts of opportunities can create the sustainability that you need to implement maybe other products or services you want to get to market, allowing it to pay your salary, your bill, higher. So there's different ways of getting connected. And the state of California actually is also one of our contributors. So they'll be contributing an article for us. They will be on our hard launch in April 2018 on the cover with myself and the Silicon Valley Small Business Development Center Executive Director, Dennis King. So glad to have some great, great resources for small businesses. And Business on the Edge is our hub. I am a CEO of Business on the Edge Incorporated. What we're doing is putting together and providing access to mass media opportunities for the small business owner to saturate. To saturate here in Silicon Valley, globally, nationally, depending on your strategy. Okay, so let's get back to the small business, doing business with the state of California. I've only have about 5.5 minutes left to kind of give you a few more nuggets, and then we'll get out of here for the day, and I'll be back at it later this week with you. So the small business, doing business with the state of California, we talked about some eligibilities, certification eligibility requirements. If you want more information about that, that can be found at www.pisandpaul.dgs, that's davidgeorgesam.ca, which is californiapple.gov/sammichaelbusukulelesmall. So, and if you want that information, please email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz and ask me for the link for the certification eligibility requirement, and I will gladly get that over to you. So it's just a few minutes left. Benefits of certification. What, 5% bid preference for small businesses? Automatically, you're going to be preferred, 5%. The state may offer up to a 5% incentive to disabled veteran business enterprises in the formal bid process. As a California certified small business or DVBE, your firm is added to the Department of General Services certified firm database. So you're going to be in a preferred position in place. What better? Just yourself from your competitors. here's some options, certified SB or disabled veteran business enterprises, good services and IT goods and services, anywhere from $5,001 to $249,999.99 that you could procure. Public Works, $5,001 to $291,000. At least two price quotes, they're required to take in, two SBs or two VBEs authorized by the government code. And that government code is 14838.5. It just doesn't get better than that. Come on. All you have to do is get into the game. You can't win it if you're not in it. So get in it. I'll tell you this. Putting in for a contract, I just wrote three requests for proposals for the county, for one of the Silicon Valley counties, for one of my clients, one of my Ohlone College, actually. And we wrote three RFPs, requests for proposals, for contracts, for these contracts, for these grants. There's different opportunities. There are a lot of work, and you might not win. And don't let that disappoint you. Don't let that frustrate you, because that's just part of the process. You win some, you lose some, but you'll get better at writing those contracts. They can be many, many pages, 30 to 40 pages. Do it. If you win, it's all worth it. If you don't win it, you learn something. There's always a takeaway. But don't let it frustrate you, and don't allow it to disappoint you. Okay? So I want to just get through a few of these other slides. It's really a five to seven step process. So if you want to get certified in the state of California, you must be a California business. www.caleprocure.ca.gov and complete that 7-step process. No cost for California users. Okay. Now, if you're out of state, I would say go to California's website, or go to your own state website and find out how to do business with your own state. Start there and see what you can do. Step two, you go through the registration, complete it. You can proceed and get certified by clicking on the prompts that they give you and just get out there and do it. And it's not a long process. Just make sure you have your last 2 to 3 years of taxes, your employee identification number, And use great keywords for you to be found, and see what type of keywords they're using. So look at some of their old contracts that they procured. All of this is on their website. It's a little bit of a nightmare to get through all of that information. But if you do, be strategic, like a resume. Make sure that you're putting in your keywords that allows them to find you a little bit easier. I promise you, you will not regret it. I've got to get out of here in about 50 seconds. I hope this helps you a little bit. Again, if you want a copy of that slide deck, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. Check out our Small Business Concierge magazine right now. The subscriptions are absolutely free for right now. They're open subscription. That will change in April. But check and read some of those articles out there, like More Better Faster, one of my favorite articles out there in the Small Business Concierge magazine. And if you want to be a concierge, you can do that as well in our smallbusinessconcierge.biz website, and we'll collect the key information to allow you to benefit from the opportunity. And there's a lot of benefits. You can get on the air with me live here in Silicon Valley. I've got to get out of here. We're going to close out. Have a great day. Have a great week, and do something fantastic.